The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Our guest this Sunday is South African vocalist, songwriter, recording and performing artist based in Pretoria. Rorisang Sichele comes bearing news of the release of the first EP of her highly anticipated project In Full Bloom, The Seed. And the project is a celebration of becoming or exploring the beauty and complexity of personal growth through a vibrant fusion of jazz, soul, and R&B. Inspired by these phases of a flower cycle, In Bloom lyrically and sonically captures the essence of one's journey towards self-discovery. Masterfully weaves the themes of childlike faith, uncertainty, self-awareness, and contentment into her music, offering listeners an introspective and soul experience. Hello, welcome to the K Jazz Show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Wanko.
Let's start by, you know, introducing you to your audience. Who is Rorisang? Mm. And maybe the age old question is, when did you fall in love with music?
Thank you for having me on this platform, firstly. Who is Rorisang? This is a question that I've struggled with for the longest time, but let's try. Rorisang Sichele is a recording artist, performing artist, and singer-songwriter based in Pretoria. I've always considered myself a young musical girl who's figuring herself out, but I think with where I am now, I can say that I am a musician that sonically transports her listeners on a journey of self-reflection. I have a lot of heavy influence from jazz, R&B, and soul, as you mentioned, but more than anything, I'd like to believe that I am an artist that lyrically roots her listeners and anchors them to their true self. That's Rorisang Sichele. I'd also like to think of myself as an advocate for the arts, because I'm really passionate about the creative space and the arts as a whole beyond just music. I hope this answers your question of who I am.
You know, you are not a stranger to the music scene. In fact, you were a participant in the South African State Theatre's Incubator Program, a platform, you know, that you use to create, perform, and grow as an artist. And talk to us about this time, you know, in your career, in the beginning of your career anyway, ultimately becoming one of Standard Bank's National Youth Jazz Band members. That was in 2021. What an exciting time that was.
Oh, man, that was a beautiful time indeed. My first experience of being a vocalist during a very uncertain time. It was COVID time, so the experience was completely different to what we usually experience, because we had to do everything virtually. Mm. But being under the mentorship of Uba Makatini really, I think, was a stepping stone and really laid the foundation for where I am and what I will be sharing through the incubation process or the incubation program. So with the incubator program at the South African State Theatre, it actually started last year when I was a part of the Youth Expression Festival. I got the opportunity to actually do a show, curate an entire musical production at the South African State Theatre. And I think with the turnout and with the way everything turned out, they were just like, you know what, let's work with you for the incubator program, let's mentor you, let's give you an opportunity to record an EP, record a music video, and actually do a launch of this entire project, which is where I am today.
Incredible stuff here, Kofifia FM. Barusang Sichele joins us this Sunday for Our Africa as we explore her music and as she gets ready to release her project In Full Bloom, you know, which comes out on the 7th of December 2024. And you and I get the first listen here this Sunday. Now, Rory, In Full Bloom, you know, The Seed is your debut as a solo artist. I want us to talk about the project, you know, which comprises of one of three volumes of EPs and an album. That's interesting. Why did you choose this direction to release the music?
I chose this direction because I've always wanted to release music, but obviously due to funding and due to like not having a solid concept, it was not necessarily easy for me to go about it. But the reason why I decided this approach was because it really spoke to the message I'm trying to get across within Full Bloom. I think releasing it all at once would have been too much to digest for people. So breaking it down into pieces makes it more understandable in terms of the different phrases that a flower goes through. Because as you mentioned, I kind of use the analogy of a flower to highlight the importance of appreciating each phase you go through. So I'm just like breaking it down for everyone to understand that the seed is the beginning, early stages of becoming. It's the uncertain part where you're like very uncertain, you know, but if you keep watering and nurturing the seed, you will slowly get to the bud. And even with the bud, there is a bit of uncertainty, but at least you know, okay, you've got something going, you know, until you get to the entire bloom. So I just felt like it would be a bit more of a journey, more of an experience we can experience together if I break it down into different, like into a trilogy sort of.
If you should see her, she's just in full bloom in herself, and the conversation is headed from a biology lesson all the way into a jazz lesson. Really incredible stuff happening this Sunday here on the K-Jazz Show. Her name is Rorisang Sechele, and she joins us for Our Africa, and she's debuting her music here, and we've been sharing some of that music in this hour here on Kofifi FM 97.2. Now let's unpack, you know, the creative process then, Rory, you know, that you kind of went through. You know, some people talk about how they receive the music, you know, holistically through, you know, maybe church, others see it in their dreams. But what's your thing, you know, when it comes to the music?
When it comes to the music, it's a combination of quite a lot of things, you know. My experiences, most of the songs that are a part of the first EP are actually songs that I wrote in high school, which is why I think it's fitting for the seed, because those were the early stages of my writing, sort of. But with school as well, having studied jazz, there's also like an influence to how I approach the writing and composition. And obviously, once I have come up with maybe a lyric or a melody or something solid, I have friends that I work with. More than anything, it's a combination of a lot of things that I experience, the dreams, the technical aspects, but it's also just me working with people around me and seeing how we can make this baby more than just an idea.
Who are some of the players, you know, who are some of the travelers that you went on this journey with, you know, to bring this project to life?
Oh man, my golden team. The people that I've embarked on this journey with is Thato Modika, who also goes as Phonix. He's actually my MD, my producer. He's mixing the project as well. I've also got Tebo Hokobedi, an amazing pianist who's helped me put everything together sonically as well. He's also a co-producer. I've got Kat Mgwena on the drums, you know. With the show, I'm actually building on my band. So I'm going to have like the double bassist. I've got Dalisu. I've got Lebo Gomane on trumpet. The family is becoming bigger and bigger.
Let's talk about what you want us to take away from the project. I know we've spoken about how it is a gradual blooming of the seed, you know. But when we listen to the music, what do you want us to, as your audience, to take away from this project?
More than anything, what I'd like for people to take away from the project is that every phase is important. I really want to challenge the concept of a late bloomer. Because if we are all different flowers in a garden, if Ngwako is a rose and I'm an orchid, who determines who's blooming faster than the other? So this is all about self-reflection, self-acceptance, self-discovery, rediscovery, you know, learning and learning and just enjoying the process of it, even if it feels ugly, you know.
Matati afeta belong erotamadi matlo khabonitela dumelo. Saleo anyaka lefatelo hle maudu ahai au twile butuku tu.
I like that, even if the process feels ugly, you know, enjoy it, be within it, because it's part of the journey. It is not the destination. So the project comes out, you know, in a few days.
Yes.
Any shows on the cards?
So actually the show is on the 7th. The show is basically like a preview. We can take it as a listening session, a public listening session. And the actual EP will be released in February. So I am planning a tour for the EP once it's dropped, but I'm just waiting for everything to be confirmed before I announce which venues. So for now, I will give everyone, my golden humans, an opportunity to really take in the music as it's being released or when it will be released. And then once everything is confirmed, we're good to go.
I will keep our proverbial ears to the ground, as they always say. But do guide us as to where we can keep up with you, maybe on the social media pages.
Yes, I will definitely do so. For now, I'm going to do a mini promo at Black Labone on the 5th of December before the show. So if people want to get a glimpse of what to expect, you can definitely come through.
And we look forward to seeing you there, and of course on the many other bandstands as we see, you know, the project in motion, as I always say.
Thank you so much for having me on Gofifi, and yes, I hope you enjoy In Full Bloom the Seed.
Absolutely. She is a vocalist, songwriter, recording and performing artist, Rorisang Sichele, and she is in full bloom here on the KJazz Show.